we get into the Word, I just, you know, I know that there are a few people who watch every week and they come every week, or, you know, they're online every week. So I want to shout out to Mary. God bless you, Mary, down there doing what you're doing. We love you. Sharon, we just love you. We're glad that you're listening right now. We just bless you in Jesus' name. God is good. I said, God is good. We're believing God for supernatural events to happen in our lives. Why? Because the world needs to see Jesus in us. Amen? Glory, 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 glory. What if you were in a traditional church, kind of like the one I grew up in, what would today's Sunday be? What would it be? What's that? Yeah, and that's right, Palm Sunday, very good. But if you were of Jewish tradition, what was yesterday? Passover, the start of Passover. And so this morning I want to speak to you just a little bit about remembering. Remembering, why is it important to remember? Why do we have holidays? Even, you know, if I spoke out to you, 4th of July, what would that mean to you? Fireworks, come on, what else? Independence Day, right? And so many things, traditions that you have, you know, family traditions, whatever. But what it really speaks to is it tells the story again. It tells the story again. And in the Bible, and you can turn it in your Bibles to Psalm 113. In the Bible, God says, listen, here are some feasts that I want you to keep, so that when you have them, you can tell your children the story. Tell your children the story. Sometimes we make the holidays more about the peripheral stuff on the outside rather than taking a few minutes and telling people about the reason for the holiday. We don't remember. And not remembering gets us off course. Not remembering gets us aside. Come on. But God is here to touch us today and to help us remember. Again, why do we have special days? To remember them? To celebrate them? Sometimes we even mourn them. But oftentimes they bring up traditions. Right? And those traditions should become sacred to us in the fact that, God, this is your day, and we're going to make it holy. So we're going to go through in the Passover meal that they have the Hallel, and what that is, that that's a group of psalms that they say every time that they get together for Passover. We know that Jesus is our Passover, right? Jesus is our Passover. Glory to God. He is the Passover Lamb that was slain. And when the blood that of His blood is put over the doorpost of our heart, that means that we are no longer subject to the death, the total separation from God. We are eternally with Him. But I just want to show you some things, and because I like the Psalms, and I'm not going to sing them. Well, I might. But we're going to look over the Psalm 113. It says, praise the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So the first word, praise, I'm in the New King James Version, many versions, and I think it's more correct, is hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Try that again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, that's what hallelujah means, is praise the Lord. And I think it's awesome that throughout the world, throughout the earth, right, we have translations and many different translations for different words. But in most languages, you know how you pronounce hallelujah? Hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah. I think that's God. I think that's absolutely God. But hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And again, what are we doing? Are we celebrating when we say praise the Lord? Yes. Come on. Is there times, even in mourning, we're praising the Lord? Right? Because of the fact that, God, I might not understand everything that's going on here right now, but I'm trusting that you're with me. You've never let me down and you won't let me down. So I want to be at the place where praise is constantly on my lips. Right? Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time and forth forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the setting for its going down. The Lord's name is to be praised. Right? Again, this is the beginning and the purpose of remembering who God is. Who is God? Who is the God that you're serving? Who is God to you? Do you have a relationship with Him? If you do, then praise is a constant byproduct of that relationship. Right? If you have kids, oftentimes you want to brag on the good things that they do. Right? Because you're in a relationship with them. You love them. And for us right now, we're in a relationship with God. So praising the Lord is a way of bragging on Him day and night and night and day and day and night and night and day. Why? Because you're remembering who He is. Right? Who is God? Not just who is a God, who is the God. We're going to see that more clearly in a few minutes. But who is the God? And when should I praise Him? Right now. Well, when should I praise Him? Right now. When should I praise Him? Right now. When should I, right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah should be part of our vocabulary. And we should not be offended in saying it. I don't say it because I'm religious. I say it because I'm in a relationship. Praise the Lord. I think that we have gone away from letting non-believers hear that we're believers. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Right? But praise can be that part. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they get sick of it. Great. But it's going to remind them who you are and whom you serve. Come on. Verse 4 says, the name of the Lord is high above all nations, His glory above all the heavens. Who is like our God? Let me ask you that. Who's like your God? Who is like your God? Come on. He is here. He is for you. He is with you. He is love. That's who He is. Who's like our God? There's none other. There's none other. Who dwells on high, who humbles Himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth. He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that He may seat him with princes of His people. Come on. That's us, right? Right? When I was without God, I was worthless. I was nothing. I was on a way to addiction and so many other things that would have just tore my life down to nothing. But He picked me up out of the ashes. Because that's the God that I serve. So when you look at somebody else, you've got to remember that the God who saved you is willing and wants to save every person on this planet. And they're just a decision away from God straightening the whole mess out. Come on, are you with me? Come on, He is for us. He is with us. This is my God that I'm speaking of. And so when we come to a celebration, like next week we're going to celebrate Easter, it's like we ought to come with so much excitement that He's risen. Because we're celebrating who He is, what He's done, what He's promised, and what He'll do for us. Listen, we thank God for what He's done in the past. We praise God for who He is in the present. But we glorify Him knowing what He's going to do in the future. Woo, come on, come on, come on. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He's our God. He's our God. Glory to God. Now watch this. Psalm 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob, a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. So it's going from who God is to his relationship with his people. God shines favor on his people. The nation of Israel is his nation, never changed, never will change. But we've been grafted into that relationship so that now I'm a child of God. I am a son of the Most High God. I'm an heir to the kingdom. Right? Watch this. I have become his habitation. You know what a habitation is? It's where he lives. I said it's where he lives. His spirit lives in me. Now, I don't always listen, but like the song said, we've got to get to the place where we're listening. Because he's speaking in so many ways. Even prophetically, as Lila was saying it, come on, he speaks in the still small voice. He can speak in the thunder. He can speak in so many different ways. It's amazing. But he's my God. He's your God. You have a relationship with him. So when you praise him, you're not praising somebody that's out there that you have no way of being in touch with. The blood of Jesus has made it so that I am one with him. Glory to God. I heard this testimony on the way in today. It's just amazing. But we have a relationship with him. And here's the testimony. This young girl was with child, but the man that she was with was abusive, and she just had to get out of there. And she heard the voice of God say, go to Colorado. I don't know what state she was in. But she had a car with no gas, go to Colorado. The greens came from Colorado this way. But watch this. She's pregnant with the baby, you know, 8-9 months along. I mean, just go. So she traveled across the United States to get to Colorado. And she said she'd go into a truck stop, a gas station, whatever. And she said whenever she stopped, somebody would come, fill up her gas tank, and get her a sandwich. Every time. Why? Because she's God. She belongs to God. God told her to do something, and God supernaturally brought angelic beings into that place to know just where to be at the right time. I feel led to fill up your gas tank. Yes, indeed. Yes. Why? Because she had a relationship with God. Why do we remember what God has done and who he is? Because we need to remember that he has sovereignly said, I have chosen you. Come on. You are, Peter said, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people that are called out to worship God. So we come to these times where we're thinking about the Passover, when we're thinking about even Palm Sunday with his triumphal entrance. They got it all wrong. They thought something different was going to happen, but they were actually ushering in the king, but his kingdom is not like they thought. But we can worship God that his kingdom is being revealed to us day by day, situation by situation. I may not like everything that I'm going through, but as Donnie said, he's going through me with it, so I'm going to come out on the other side. Glory to God, because I have a relationship with him. Verse 3 says, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled, or Jordan that you turned back, or mountains that you skipped like rams, or little hills like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the Lord, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God of Jacob, who turned a rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. What is this saying? Remember what he did, because he'll do the same thing for you when you're faced with the sea, when you're faced with a mountain, when you're faced with something. God is here and he's for you. And out of his relationship with you, he's promised you certain things that you cannot turn back from if you want to receive all that he has for you. Right? I'm here to tell you that he's good. I tell you he's good. I tell you, he is good, right? That the end of your trial is good. At the end of your life is good. At the end of what you're going through is good. It may not seem like it. It may hurt like it's not. But I'm telling you, God is on our side. He's with us. 1:15, it says, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should Gentiles say, 'So where is their God?' But our God is in the heaven, and he does whatever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak, eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear, noses, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle, they feet, but they do not walk, nor do they mutter through their throat. Those who make them are like them, so is everyone who trusts in them." We're in a society with so many idols, it's incredible. One of the biggest ones that we face, and I believe the church has allowed it to get the stronghold that it has, is the idol of humanism. Humanism, what does that mean? Everything's self-centered. Anything that you want is okay. And they worship at that throne. But we have to stand up in spite of it, or in the face of it, and say, you can choose to do what you do, but I want to tell you about the God who is real, the God who sits on the throne, the God who is in heaven, the God who is real. When he speaks, words come out. When he moves, his feet move. When he puts his right arm in the air, things are going to happen. This is the God that I know. And we have to remember, in the face of living in a land full of idolatry, that we serve the God who's alive. Are you with me? Come on. There's no God as big as mine. Come on. There's no God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory to your name. He's the real deal. I said, God is the real deal. Watch this now. Verse 9. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now you put your name in here, especially when you're facing circumstances that seem to say there's no way out, there's nothing that can be done, that I'm going down, and it's just God, where, instead of getting to the place where, oh God, where are you? Oh God, you see, you can't get to the place of complaining, because the complaining feeds your unbelief. And unbelief is the very thing that will keep you out of the promises of God. It'll make you walk around and around and around and around in the desert place. God wants you to be free. He wants you to know who you are. Right? So when we're reading this, put your name in there. Come on. Oh, Bruce, trust in the Lord. He is your help. He is your shield. Oh, Bruce, trust in the Lord. He is your help. He is your shield. I fear the Lord. I trust in the Lord. He is my help and my shield. Come on. Come on. Who is this God? He's my helper. He's my shield. He's the one who provides for me. He's the one who takes care of me. Let me tell you about it. Come on. Yes, I shouldn't have this, or I shouldn't be able to do that, or I shouldn't. But God is with me. I've got to tell you about who He is. He's a faithful God. He's a covenant-keeping God. He is for me. He's not against me. Glory to God. I am never alone. I am never alone. Sometimes you can feel all alone in a group. I've been in churches and I've been in stadiums. I've been in a place where, you know, you're just one person amongst thousands. And if you don't know anybody, you feel all alone in the midst of everyone. Right? But I just need to turn my eyes to the hills where my help comes from. Oh God, I'm not alone. Woo! If you're with me, you're with me, you're with me, you're with me. Come on. Is God for you? I said, is God for you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Watch this now, verse 12. The Lord has been mindful to us. He might bless us. He might bless the house of Israel. He might bless the house of Aaron. You know, if he wants to, if he's having a good day. No. I must remember that the God who is in heaven wrote the book. He wrote the covenant. I must keep reminding myself that He will bless me. He has blessed me to be a blessing. If He wants me to bless people, He's got to bless me. Right? If God wants to bless me to give a word to somebody else, if God wants me to reveal Jesus to somebody else, He's got to bless me with that word. But I'm telling you right now, He will. I said, He will. I'm just silly enough to believe the word of God that He said to David, said, Lord, open my mouth and You'll fill it. Right. I may not know all the answers. I definitely don't know them in my mind. But in my heart, I have the Spirit of God who can show and reveal to me all things.
Yes.
He will bless me. He will bless you. Get the spirit of Linus off of you. Get the spirit of Eeyore off of you. Woe is me. Nothing good ever happens. Yes, I heard 3 testimonies in church today. I don't have any because you're remembering the wrong thing, honey. Yeah, but I don't have a testimony. Are you saved? Right? Your testimony is, I was once lost and without God. I was hopeless in this world. I was on my way to hell and I had no way to get out of the situation that I was. But yet Christ, when I was unworthy, when I was unwanted, when I was unloved, He came and He died for me. So that when He died for me, listen, I became somebody because I am now in Him and in Christ Jesus. Come on. I have all heavenly blessings piled upon me. Every spiritual blessing that there is piled on me because I'm in Him. He will bless me because He has blessed me. Here's what happens. We get saved, and God wants to put on a victor's crown on us. But we view ourselves through our past, and we say, well, that's nice, but I need to take this back off. And I had to put this victim hat back on. Because I am a victim. I've always been a victim. I'll remain to be a victim. Everybody picks whatever it is. But what you have to say is, that doesn't belong to anymore. This one over here, He will bless me because I'm a child of the King. Not because I deserve it, because it's His will for it to happen. I believe that He will bless me because I'm in relationship with Him. I'm talking about remembering every Passover Seder meal. These things are written because God wants them to remember that He's with them. And just like the miracle that is the Jewish nation today, the physical one that's in the land of Israel, every year when they were in exile, whether it was up in Siberia, Russia, or whether it was on the other, you know, in the other side of the world, in Africa being oppressed, wherever it was for years, centuries, hundreds of years, every Passover they'd say, He will bless us. They're being oppressed. I believe, now I don't know this for fact, but I believe even in the concentration camps, when it came to Passover time, they pulled out the book, or they remembered the book, and they began to quote these particular psalms over themselves. He will bless us. He will bring us back to our land. He will, come on. He's for us. God is for us. God is for us. Hallelujah. Look at verse 116. I love the Lord because He's heard my voice and my supplication, because He's inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. God will, has, and will continue to take care of us. How many have ever prayed and felt like, you know, your prayers hit the ceiling and they just fell to the ground? Well, tell your feelings to shut up. Let me say that again a little clearer. Tell your feelings to shut up. Because the Bible says that when you pray to the Father in His name, He hears you. Your feelings have nothing to do with it. Right? Your feelings have nothing to do with it. So you have to be remembered that when I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, watch this. It's just like you were translated out of where you are and you're seated right before His throne. You have His attention. I like this. He's inclined His ear to me. Oh. Everybody, stop. Everybody, hush. Bruce is talking to me. That's what it says. That's because He loves you. That's because He cares for you. So rather than even questioning whether He hears you, know that He has. Come on. We say, God, I'm listening. And He's going, I am too. I am too. I'm listening to you. He loves us and will take care of us. Listen, verse 3. The pains of death surround me. The pangs of Sheol, they laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Come on, has anybody been there? Right? Anybody there right now? Right? Sometimes you feel like that. But then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. May not feel like it, might not look like it, but bounty is His M.O. Blessing you, not just with a little bit, not enough just to get by, and we thank God for all of the supply that He gives us, but I'm telling you, He wants to do bountifully. Why? So that He can use you to show others that God is good, that He provides, that He protects, that He saves, right? You got to remember who He is. You got to remember that He's in a relationship with you. You got to remember that He's the real deal. You got to remember that He'll take care of you. And you got to remember that He's listening. Woo, come on. Come on. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all of His benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. O Lord, truly, I am Your servant. I am Your servant, the son of Your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer You the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. In other words, God, I've given you my word. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep serving you. I'm going to keep going. You know, I've had people come up to me before and say, I don't know how you do what you do. Well, I'm graced to do it for one reason. But the other reason is, well, you know, you're of this certain age. Why haven't you stopped? Why are you retired? Well, because I told him I'd serve him all my life, and this is what he's told me to do, and I'm going to continue to do it until he says something different. Why? Because I've told him that. And I'm going to rejoice in that. I'm going to rejoice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's such an honor to stand in his presence and do what he wants you to do. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I'm running out of time. Watch this. Look at verse 117. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. God loves me, and that's enough. Let me say that again. God loves me, and that's enough. You know, when you get a revelation of that, fear has to go. Because perfected love casts out fear. What does that mean? That means when you understand just how much he loves you, fear has no place to stay in you. Because when a thought of fear comes in, you go, oh, but the Lord. Fear comes and says, well, you know, you might get in that airplane and die, but God is with me. Right? And like it was said earlier, even if God, that plane falls out of the sky, and I fall to the ground and I die, woo-hoo! Be absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord. I have nothing to be afraid of because my destiny is in Him. God loves me, and that's enough. I camp there. God loves me, and that's enough. God loves me, and that's enough. And again, these are all psalms that are read or sang when Jesus was in the upper room on the Last Supper. These psalms were read. These psalms were sung. The very cup of salvation that he was talking about was in the room. Whew, he's in the room here too. 118, and I'm not going to go through it all. But, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let all of a new beginning now say, his mercy endures forever. let a new beginning say, his mercy endures forever. Wow, come on. Come on, let the left side say, now his mercy endures forever. Now let the right side, now his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear him say, his mercy endures forever. Come on. Zach's not getting out of any of it. He's going to stay right in the middle. It doesn't matter. Come on. Verse 5 says, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? See, when you get in the midst of forgetting, you've got to come back to remembering. And if you have trouble with that, you don't know what to say, pick up the book and make it yours. So when we're reading this, go, oh, this is me right here, right now. This is me. The Lord is on my side. Woo! Glory to God. Come on. He's on my side. You might think I'm going down, but he's on my side. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I will see the desire on those who hate me. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. The church has missed it because we put all our confidence in who's president, who's not president. When we need to come back to quit making idols out of parties and people and start trusting the Lord. Right? Are you with me? God, I'm not saying don't get involved. I'm not saying let your voice heard, but at the end of the day, woo, glory to God. God is with me. I refuse to listen to fear because God is here. I will tell you, God's on my side. I will not fear. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. Oh, glory to God. Verse 25, and we'll get to the end and close. But read Psalm 136 in your own time. We sing it sometimes. For the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And then we go through what He's done, what He's done, what He's done, what He's done. And just remind yourself when you're going through that, if He did it for them, He'll do it for me. Because He's no respecter of persons. And then if you can look at things that God has done for you, that's brought you out of, that's put you over in, it's like, wait a minute, God, this is no big deal for you. Now, save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Woo! Come on, prosperity. Why do we need prosperity? Are you a prosperity preacher? Well, yeah, kind of. Because I believe God wants us to prosper so that we... Now, I'm not talking about I'm going to have $3 billion in the bank, but I want to have enough groceries that I can give you some. Right? I want to have enough cars that if you need one, you can borrow one. I want to do you hear what I'm saying? God wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing. All right, I'll stop on that. So good. God, verse 27, God is the Lord and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifices with cords, with horns to the altar. You are my God, I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Come on. Are you taking that personal? You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. I will lift you up. I will brag on you. I will tell you how good you are. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Right? Every Sunday. If I missed one, I don't remember it. When I get up here and before I preach, I say, God is good. Why? Because that's my God. That's true. I said, that's true. God is for you today. I hope I put you in remembrance of the salvation that's come to your heart. I hope I put you in a place where you can look above your circumstances and begin to focus on the one who is going to put you over. Come on. If God before me, who can be against me? Who can separate me from the love of God? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Because God loves me. And that's enough. Right. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sing the songs. Amen.
It doesn't matter what you sound like here. It matters what it sounds like.
Amen. Amen. Zach is saying, listen, sing the psalms. Sing the psalms. Sing them over you. Sing them. It doesn't matter what you sound like here. It matters what He hears there. Amen. Is that good? That's good. Hallelujah. Now just close your eyes for a minute. If you're listening online, if you're here in the room, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He wants to drive fear out from among you. He wants you to just peel back the layers of hurts, of sorrows, and He just wants you to know that He loves you. He loves you. Father, I just ask that You would just rain Your love down on Your people right now. In Jesus' name, I speak Your healing over them. I speak Your love over them. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, all you need to do is ask Him to come in, and He will. He'll reveal Himself to you because He loves you. Ask Jesus to be Lord of your life and then give your life to Him. He'll change everything. He'll change everything. Father, I thank You for the anointing that's in this room right now. If I could have the worshipers come up. Lord, I just thank You that You're here to touch every person that's listening and every person that's in the room. Father, I ask You to heal their bodies. I ask You to meet their needs, Father. I thank You, Father, for supernatural blessings coming their way. I thank You, Lord, that You've given to us and that we're so willing to give back to You and to give to others because You blessed us. God, I just ask for Your peace to come upon them. We bless Your name. We praise Your name. We extol You in the midst of the people, God. We exalt You. We love You. We honor You, and we give You all of the glory and all of the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.